because Afsatim takes a certain nituk away from it. And then when Chazal say Ben Arboim Levina and so on, all of those are dargis where you're talking about a person being able to have a much finer tfis of things. Pirsh, kechachmas ha'ilodim nit. Still, why it has a lot of the edge is because it still is mixed with the sediment, with the fermentation, with the yeast. Kechachmasam sh'ilodim e'chachmasam nivel managuf. It hasn't been distilled yet from his guf. His chachma is still part of his guf, so you pick up a lot of baggage with the chachma. There's some sharp insights, but the sharp insights comes with vinegar and the shells and yeast and so on. Aval loymid min askenim ipnei chachmosam nivdelas hu doyme la oichel anovim b'shulais shemachma shenispashel ha'anav hatam nivdol min aguf shel anov. V'chein ayayin ayoshen kvor nivdol min hashmorim is nasa tzol v'zach. Kach chochma shal skenim muvdol v'tzol min achiris aguf. Lefik chochma fil kolonu skenim is negal seichol v'odom v'soif yomov v'moshom chachom talmud chochom kolzman shemaskin chochmosan esefis. There's something very interesting here. It says a talmud chochom, it's a mishnah kin, talmud chochom kolzman that he's maskinim daitom mitvasefis. And Ziknei Misyasheves, it says Ziknei Maratzim calls man that the maskinim daita nitrefes aleihem. The havana of it is also true to what the Maral is saying. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, the unfortunate Tamil they also become old, and physically they become debilitated. It affects the mind also. I mean, where's the kalal of Ziknei Tamil Chachamim? The chiluk is, we're not talking about somebody Rahman that's sick, his mind doesn't work, it doesn't work, it could be a major talmud chachma. It's a physical disability. You're talking about a different nekuda. The chachma of talmid chachma, the chachma of Torah is a sichlistic chachma. So as a person becomes older, what he improves in is the etzim chachma of Torah. When a person becomes mashenkin and ama oretz, the chachma that he has is a physical chachma. And the older he becomes, the less attached he's to it, and the more he's minutic from it. So the type of chachma, what chachmas amaratzim, is a chachma that's physical. It's how to fix a car, it's how to fix a pipe. All of the chachma is, there's no conceptual understanding of fixing cars and you know, roofing or whatever it is. So b'meil, that chachma is misnavin. Masha'inke, when you're talking about the chachma of Torah, that type of chachma improves as a person becomes older. Val elu gimel dvarim, if you're talking about a hierarchy of from the physical to the sichli, yesh madrega yosech hashuva vehu yediyas ha-toira shehi mipi Hashem yisbarach al-dei nevi'oi vuhu yosech nevdelos min haskol ha-sog shaboylam. The chachma of Torah, and that's the difference, there's a sharp let's go slow. Torah, since it's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sichli, and b'meila it's given over to a b'meila it's a highest darga. He explains something. I want to explain it. Be'etzem, there's a saying written in a lot of the Kadmonim and later people. The Rama says it in some ways, and the Rama also says that philosophy and Kabbalah are the same, just in different language. He says be'etzem be'erach such a lashon in a tshuva. It's said over from the goyin, and again these remarks he doesn't write it, but again it's said over that where philosophy ends, Kabbalah begins, or Kabbalah's Ramak begins, and I think it's in Ma'aser Rav, if not mistaken. And where the Kabbalah's Ramak ends, the Kabbalah's Arizal begins. Fine, is it like that? In other words, is Kabbalah continuation? What's the difference? It's just been mikra, one is true and one is not true. I mean, is it? I mean, where is the distinction between the two? I mean, why is it called Kabbalah? It's not. The answer is certainly they both deal with the same tchum in some ways. I mean, both are dealing with what the teich of the world is, and so on. The difference is philosophy starts with Havanas Adam. A person thinks, a person analyzes, a person builds, a person tests, and so on. That's chachma of philosophy, the way people think and understand. Since you start out with gashmiyus tikkun musagim, you can never ever get to a point where you really understand it. Science, you can go endlessly, because science is a description of the physical world. So you start with a physical metzius, which is proper, and you try to get the layout and the laws and so on. Here you're dealing with alikus. You're dealing with understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toiv, Ra, and all these inyanim. There is no matter how hard you try, if what you start with are physical understandings, it's never going to go further than that. It'll become better, more true, but you're be'etzem dealing with wrong musagim. And that's why philosophy is self-defeating as a way of understanding alikus be'emes. Kabbalah, or the Yonah Chavispim, start with Giluyim from Lamala. The Arizal Sefer, the Itzchayim, is, if you take a look at the Shabla, it says, Asher Gila Lovel Yoha Novi. It's not a Chochma, even though once it's Nisgala to us, we could understand it. Ish Kefir Koy, I mean, whatever was Nisgala, somebody, the Arizal understood it. Somebody understood it. So, or else they wouldn't have been Megala. There's no point in being Megala something you can't understand. But the difference is, the Tzvichah of Kabbalah is Akus. It's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's like this. You can understand it. You could never get to it by taking Seichel Adam and working your way towards it. But once you get to it, it's there. That is the musig of... So the Dargis and Chachma, Torah is different. And that's really the reason why what's right and what's wrong, what's Toiv and Ra, is a ruchnistic metzias. And therefore, if a person were to start with his own seichel, he would never get to the emes. He couldn't get to the emes, because the things that he's dealing with are crude. They're not. He's dealing with chomistic tfisis, he refines it, sharpens it, analyzes it, but he can't hit home, because the numbers he's working with just they're not the right science for it. The Chachma of Pnim is a Chachma that starts with a Gilu Fakash Baruch Hu. This is Emes, and this is Emes, and this is Emes. A person can latch onto it and understand it. This is also a mashal, a way how to understand Chazal. People don't understand it well enough. It says on Bezna Gadol that even if what they tell you doesn't seem to make any sense, you have to accept it. It's not just because it's the Ruach HaKodesh or whatever. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Chachmas HaTorah comes down through the Bezna Gadol and in Hachroas of Torah. If their Havana is pure and your Havana is not, then it's not going to match up. I'll give you a mashal, a very simple mashal, but maybe it's a little bit of a silly mashal. But if a person were to ask you, is it better to spend your whole life on a beach sunning yourself, or is it better sitting someplace and learning? Everyone would answer learning, and he would mean it. He might not be able to do it, but it would not be dishonest for him to perceive that a person sitting and being oisik in sichlius is cheshev, a nobler, and halavai I could do it. You ask a guy on the street, so he says, you know, if you got the cash, spend it on the beach. It's he couldn't even imagine what you're talking about to say it's better to spend it, you know, locked up in a room with books. He wouldn't even be tefis it. It's the pshat is his tfisa is built around the core of a shtickheimer. So that's his tfisa. We eshalo yeah, our tfisa is built around a certain ikud of ruchnis. So our tfisa is different. Okay, so he says nimtzo that there's four dagas of chachma and so on. Let's skip over. The im taima. There's another piece. I don't know if you have the other pages not involved. The next page. So I don't know what happened to those pages. If you don't. The im taima achu shu chacham v'novin lama loy l'sapen. So we have four dargis: chachma das and tfuna and chacham nevinim skenim and yodim esafira. And now, even though mitzvah esafis is beside, so yes, the im taima achu shu chacham v'novin. It's not a kasha because you have to say it. Why? I mean, the kasha is a good kasha. You have four people sitting around the Seder table. They all heard the Seder 50 times already. They've all learned Pesachos Pesachim backwards and forwards. They know the Maamar Chazal. Nothing is being mischadish, and they're sitting around the table. So what's the point of it? That's the kasha, and he answers, "Kemitzol of a saper." Doesn't the truth is there's a ksavya that where a first draft where he does elaborate a little bit more, and he says the following, which is I think we spoke a little bit about last year when we spoke about Dibur. It says in the Sfarim that a person acts through Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So Machshava and Maisa to us is a natural avenue of action. A person thinks about something, feels something, and he does. How does Dibur come in? It's true, a person can talk also, but for us it seems it's almost parallel. It's like you can think about something and do something about it or talk about it. To us, it's an either-or situation. You know, tzaddikim are oimim mat v'oisim harbe, and like the chassidim say, it's because the oimim mat, that's why the oisim harbe, and rishoyim are oimim harbe v'oisim mat. I mean, why is speech a necessary part of the mahalach? You see that Chazal incorporated it, they put brachas in. Every mitzvah has a bracha. The late Achronim put down Yiratzas with Yipayin Shalom with all sorts of Diburim. Why? Person puts on Talos and Tefillin, it's wonderful. A bracha on Talos and Tefillin with a Yiratzah for the bracha and a L'shem Yichud for the Yiratzah and every Siddur puts in another piece to, you know, to keep up with the other Siddur. There's another Yiratzah, another L'shem Yichud, another Kavana. Why? What's the Dibur? What's the Chal, the whole Pasha of Dibur? The answer is like this. Seichel and Chachma, the makom of Dibur in the Kaimas Adam is not, and I'm not talking about Dibur to another person. Diburim to another person is a different area. But in a person's Diburim is like this. Let me give a sort of a little bit of a parallel. People say that Rabbi Shaul Salanter was Mechadish learning Musa. It's not true. I mean, the Sfarim, obviously Rabbi Yonah held the learning Musa. He wrote a few Musa Sfarim. Obviously, the Chavos Halvavos held the learning Musa. He wrote Chavos Halvavos. The Rambam has Prokim, he has Musa. The Agarit is a Chazal, a Musa. Tanakh is all Musa. You know, like all the Nevi'im. I mean, it's hard to say Rabbi Shaul Salanter was Mechadish after learning Sifrei Yirah. I mean, it's been there since Tanakh. I mean, they have a Chumash. All of Dvarim is basically Musa again and again and again. What was he Mechadish? So it was Mechadish two things. One of the two things that was Mechadish was that the Tzura of learning Sifrei Yirah, where people were under the impression that to learn Sifrei Yirah means to browse in Sifrei Yirah, there was a Adam Godlad Moid, a huge genius, a huge giant of two days ago, a semi-contemporary Rishon Salanter who was not a fan of the Musa movement. He asked, what's this Musa you heard all about? And they showed him Sils Hasharim, that's the Sefer, that's Musa itself. So it took him 10 minutes to leaf through it, and probably knew it. And he says, and what's next? Rabbi Shaul was Mechadish that by browsing through Sifrei Yirah, you will not change. The Chiddush is, like he writes, to go to a place that's a separate place, like a Beis HaMusa, which he had set up. It's like, it was like a Beis HaMusa, like a dark shtiebel, where people didn't talk to each other, and it was just Sifrei Musa. And he said, you learn Musa b'sfasayim dolkus, in a sing-song voice, clearly vocalizing and enunciating it. And that's the way it's done in big yeshivas. I don't know if Heaven does it still, but it's supposed to be done that way. That was Musa in Be'etzer. Musa was to sit and to say the Musa b'sfasayim dolkus. That's what Rabbi Shaul writes, and that's really his chiddush. His chiddush wasn't just a trick how to have more of effect. Rabbi Shaul was saying, Havanis and Sichlis, the Marshal. It says, Al Tiftach Pelasotin. What's Al Tiftach Pelasotin? The Torah says, there's a world of Machshava that affects the world of Maisa, but not terribly. A person thinks something, it doesn't become a reality yet. It floats somewhere as a potential, but it doesn't become a Mitzias yet. When a person says something, it becomes reality to him. No one likes to be caught in a lie or not keeping his word. People like to, they'll say, well, I said this, but I didn't say that. Why don't you say, I'm not living up to my word. People feel that a word is a certain mechayev, it's a mitzias. It's like he did a ma'isa kinyan. It's not al pidin dibur is only mechayev for mishapara if it comes, but lemaisa in seichel we don't see it as a mitzias. Once something becomes a dibur, a kadosh baruch Hu said ki lo yoshev dvarai reikom ki dova echod midvarecha lo yoshev reikom. And what about a kadosh baruch Hu's machshavos? You know, it says aras machshavos levish vatzas hashem yisakum. Machshavos is to come. The teretz is, there's a difference. Machshavos is something that we're not privy to, and it doesn't have a metzias. Machshavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is things that are not in our framework. Dova echad mitvarecha lo yoshev reikom is once something's become a dibur, it'll be its metzias. The schol of metzias lies in dibur. So dibur is a, and when a person says something, that's why when a person says a vidui, everybody knows that various is done. The vidui doesn't come as a surprise to anybody in Yom Kippur. When you open up the mouth and say, oh my gosh, Gila Arayas, my gosh, Gzela, I don't think anyone has any surprises that he reminds us of various he did. But there's a big difference when a person thinks about it, or a person says, I did this and this is wrong. It becomes a metzias of guilt to a person that he don't have it through them. Like we spoke 2 times before, the chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klaisel had a tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of Klal Yisrael. And the beginning of Klal Yisrael, it means where Machshava, where Reishis Olam Machshavtoi becomes a Mitzias. So in the same thing as a mitzvah, a person knows there was Mitzrayim and he knows there wasn't, nothing is new. But when a person says it, he says, we were nothing, and everything we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and therefore whatever I have, whatever I am, I owe it to him, it becomes reality. And that's why, the Chassidim say, Pesach, the Rizal says, Pesach is Meloshon Pesach, the mouth begins to talk, Peh, and Soch Meloshon Sicha, because the Chiddush in Pesach, the germ of Klal Yisrael existed in the Avos already. That exists before. In Koichas HaAdam, what a person has in his mind is potential, but it's not the beginning of a Metzias. The beginning of a Metzias is with Diburim. And that's why, Ebechal, to be Marchavit, the whole area of Diburim, when a person davens, when a person says the words loudly enough and clearly enough so that he hears them, it has a much stronger impression on the person. It makes a impression on the person because he's saying the words. That's the Teva de Bria. That dibur is the beginning, and that's why it's an inyan to say the davening loud enough so that the person hears it, and he gets a tremendous feedback from it. In learning, it's like that. We spoke a lot of times when a person sits and learns to himself without a chavrusa. If you look at a gemara, you get an idea about the gemara. If you say it out loud and speak it out, and almost pretend as if you're talking to somebody, it becomes a lot more of a metzias. It's hard to remember something you thought about. It's a lot easier to remember things that you see. I once read that these people who have these fabulous, these extraordinary fabulous memories that don't forget anything, they're usually able to visualize as if it was a metzias. I read there was somebody in Russia who had this extraordinary memory that they couldn't track him, no matter how many things they had to remember, and they asked him how he does it. So he said, well, I just picture a long street, and every door I put down another piece of information that you gave me. I don't know exactly how you do that, but after a certain amount of doors, we'd stop remembering the doors also. But what I found interesting was, he couldn't remember digitalized information. He had to associate with something with a metzias. So the nature of Pesach is that if things go from Machshava, which is vague, a cloud of potential, to concretize is dibur, and it's like there is a mockery on Pesach to be madgish in a dibur, whether it's davening by saying the words, whether it's learning by saying things out, or whatever it is that a person, if a person thinks, even in thinking itself, that sometimes a person has just a vague feeling, or a person says to himself, you know, saying it to yourself is also dibur. You say, you know, this is an incident I have with the other person. I did it wrong, it was a rash move, it hurt him terribly, I think it's bad. Thinking those words is a lot, is way further down the road to metzias of you know, whatever it is, apologizing and so on, then a person just has a vague, uncomfortable feeling about what happened. So that filu kulanu chacham kulanu vayinim kulanu skin, all these things, but the tachlis of that night is sipur. Of course you know, and it's in your mind, you have buried the idea that there was a Mitzrayim and there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. But when those for the things to become a mitzias, it's through sipur, and that's why the mitzvah halayla is sipur dafka. Okay. I wanted a little to spend a little more time on the nekuda we spoke yesterday about, and elaborate a bit. He finished up yesterday that the afilu hachi no afilu kolon chacham kolon and vayin kolon skenim kolon stora afilu mitzvah leinu l'saper. So yes, he brings down what the different dagas of chachma, and then he says that it's a. And afilach the mitzvah l'saper because mitzvah l'saper. And we explained last time that the inyan of the inyan of dibur and so on. That's what we said last time. I wanted to thanks a lot. I wanted to be Meyer Gulbert on it because it's a very important inyan. I want to be mindful a little bit because it's a very important Indian. It's an Indian that goes much further than just this Nakuda itself. If you take a look, the first klala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the first thing that went wrong in the world that doesn't work the way it should work is the Indian of Yeroin and the Indian of Leida. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rishu Shechita, so the klala was Be'etzev Tel Dibon. That was a klala, and behemoth it's madna because lechura davera should have some kesher with the mitzvah. Everything in the world should have it's a midah keneged midah. First of all, where is any semblance of midah keneged midah? But secondly, in the tzuras adam, the inyan of leida seems to be an extra. Especially that's the tefis of the world today. A person is a person, and he has his life. And he may choose to have children. It's a taisefis. It's not dafkin part of that sort. And we certainly understand a person who may not be a meilut is still a chai, at least on the surface. So why was the first kilkel in the bitzav and tel dibonim? Secondly, also the klala another marishin was like taisef tais koicha. Be'emes, if you think about it, it's the same type of klala. It's a klala of Paris, where he's a zoreya, and he's not a kaitz of the Paris. Which again, paranos is an important thing, but lechura, if his mouth should have been stricken with some sort of boils or something. If you want to do kineged the mouth, that was chaytish, make it on the mouth. So it doesn't seem to be particularly aligned. And the answer is, the sheirish of all tsaris is this type of inyan. We said that there are three types of transfers in the Bria. There's yesh me yesh, there's yesh me ayin, and then there's menakoyach lapoyom. The yesh me yeshes are not bedaf geshayach tzuris adam. A beim is also yesh me yesh. A beim takes something from one place and goes to another place. Yesh me yesh is mechanical, and we don't see a dimyan between the thing to its creator. Yesh me'ayin is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it has no shaykhis to us. Period. So that the chelik of asiyah and the bria that is most particularly shaykh to Tzuras Adam is min hakoyach lapoyim. That is a person has the ability, and secondly, if in as much as the person has that ability, he's a daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's uniquely Tzuras Adam, because no other Baal Chai has that possibility. So if we're looking at what's Tzuras Adam as Adam, different than Bria, it's this Chelik. Since Adam wanted to be like, now in Tzuras Adam himself, in as much as a person supports himself, as much as a person sits and there's a bowl of potatoes and eats the potatoes, There's nothing there in that surah that's uniquely Tzuras Adam. It's nothing that's feeding himself. In the kiyum of the Adam, as he is a kayam, when a person is mekayam himself, there is no menakoyach lapoyel. That is the Adam as he is like this. The Maral says in a few places, he says that Adam is begematria ma memhei. Ma in Lashon Kodesh means potential. What? When I say what, it means there's something there, and it hasn't been quantified yet. It hasn't been described yet. It hasn't been set yet. That's so every, and he says, behemoth mivah ma. It's ma's already set. It's there, and there's nothing that will change. So Tzuras Adam is the ma of Adam is the etzem Tzuras Adam. In later for the Isha, and in Parnasa for the man, in Parnasa he explains, we weren't Mayerch on this time. This time we're Mayerch on it more. Parnasa is always in the Bria when Akoyach Alapoyel. No, you could not have created a Bria where everything is Yesh Miyesh. I mean, people will just finish eating up what they have, and that's it. So the whole Mitzvah of Parnasa and the Bria is it's potential. I mean, you know, the it's been predicted from 100 times that the world will run out of food. Malthus's famous theorem, and it's been disproven because not because they found more food than there was before, not because he was wrong, but every time the Megala a new bekayach where there's a bepoil. They used to think that one dunam of land produces X amount of tavur, and it's kefal kiflayim. They used to think one seed is capable of giving this amount of food, and it's kefal kiflayim. The giluyim are always giluyim, that there's a lot more in the bekayach than we thought. There's a lot more bepoil in the bekayach. That's been the mahalach of how the world has increased tremendously and still able to feed itself. So the metzius of Tzuras Adam that's unique to Adam is the taking things min akoyach lapoyel. Since Adam wanted to be kelikim, and his chet was he wanted to be close, more similar, and it was a guy or a type, whatever it was, he wanted more similar to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the einish was that in his min akoyach lapoyel things didn't work out. It became stuck. And it's much harder to bring out things in Akoyach Lapoyel. That's the inyan that the Chazal, a lot of times you find in the Geula, in one of the inyanim, it says, the Gemara says, that Lo Sid Lavoi, the trees are going to grow bread, and they're going to produce clothing. Which, again, okay, so maybe it's a convenience inyan. I mean, but all these inyanim, they're inyanim that are very aligned to the etzim. The chisaron was that the minakayach al apoyel became a kulkul, and you had to work hard to take out from the seeds and from the garin the stuff. So the tikkun is that these things will come automatically. That's the tikkun lies in that area. It says also l'mashal Adam and Chava that ol lemito shnayim v'yardu arva, that the union of later was smooth, and with the chet it became difficult, and that's what happened. But the tsar of the world, the tsar and the tsarus of the world, when you speak about tsar, tzadik reish, meaning in difficult straits, like a tsara. Tsara is from the word narrow. The tsar and the tsara of the Bria is at the bridge between Minakoyach Lapoyel. If you want to snip something, if you want to cut something off, if something suffers, it suffers from min akoyach lapoyel. That's the weak spot of the Bria, and wherever there's suffering, wherever there's tsar, it relates to, and it's to the tsara, to the narrowness, which is specifically min akoyach lapoyel. That's the mocker. Two mishalim. First of all, Amalek is Ashakarcha Baderech. Baderech is the narrow place where something is going from one. The transition, what the Kilkul Debriya happened at every point of transition, and wherever there's a Metzias where something goes from one Madrega to another Madrega, that's where it's easy to clamp it off and to shut it. So Amalek stopped in Baderech because the Derech is the Mokrim from and the place they were going to was Eretz Rechava. Tovah Rechava, they were going from Mitzrayim, which is Tsar, and they were on the Derech, and going to Eretz Rechava. The Rechava of Eretz Yisrael is that these are where things get their Tzura. Just like when a person has one of these foldables, whatever it is, whether it's a foldable satchel or a foldable umbrella, or anything that's foldable, everybody knows that it's surprisingly thin, and then when you pull it out, it's surprisingly big. Then you can never put it back in again. That everybody who's ever folded, refolded stuff knows that it's barakah menusa. Kalal Yisrael, the Metzias of Kalal, the Rochav of Kalal Yisrael, the place where Kalal Yisrael it opens up is Eretz Yisrael. That's where they realize their potential. That's the Bepoil. The Kalal Yisrael was a Bekoyach in the Ovis. The Mokrim Tsar, the place that Tsar is called, it's Mitzrayim means the Mokrim of Tsarus. It's the place that squeezes shut and doesn't allow it to go out. Paro is called, it says in Arizal, Paro is Lashon Ha'irif. The Oirif is connected the Mokrim that's Tsar in the body. It stands between the head and the goof, and it clamps shut that the Moyach should not be mispashit. Its mouth was into the goof and into the person. The sheirish of all tsar in the bria is this tsar. The real tsar, a person lamashal, a person that doesn't have any business savvy and doesn't have real ambition. He doesn't really have tsar that he's not a millionaire. He would like to be. If somebody would dump it on his lap, he wouldn't mind. But he can't say he really goes about it and is a person who feels he has it in him. He feels he has that savvy and the hustle and this and that, and it's not going. Emotionally, that's distressing. A person who's not very eloquent doesn't have tsar that the world doesn't recognize him as a poet. Would he like that they should put him on a stage and say, what a wonderful poem? Yeah, anyway, you know, why not? But it's hard to call that a tsar. The person doesn't have it in him, so he doesn't have the desire to have it. He said, no, fine. A person who has tremendous feelings and either can't write them the way he wants to, or he writes them and no one reads it, it's a tremendous tsar. The tsar of Yoyse Mimasha, the Gevaldik Oymek, of Yosef Mimasha Ha Egel Roitzolinoik Apor Roitzolahonik, because in as much as the Egel doesn't have yet, it can't miss it. The Egel is hungry, but in as much as the food hasn't fed it and hasn't grown yet, so there's no real potential yet. It's potential in a very vague way, because in the tzura of the Egel, it has the potential to go complete, but its potential is much deeper down and not so over it. The potential in the para is there. The milk is there, and it's waiting to go, and it can't go. So the tzar, I mean, Chazal will magde that the tzar of the Reutzel Lahonik is much bigger than the tzar of Reutzel Linoik, because for the one that's Reutzel Linoik, it's a yeshayik again. There is a potential in the tzura to be bigger, but it's not there yet. In the Reutzel Lahonik, it's there. It's waiting there, and it has to go. And if it doesn't, that's when you have the pressure of the potential pressing against the inability to go out. I mean, that's why someone who has no bun is choshev kemeis. Lemaisa, he has everything. Well, I mean, it's an extra. It's the attitude of the person, and it's the Torah says it's not an extra, because the place in Surah Adam where he realizes potential is this place is in the place of Hilada, and it's kololistic sense, and therefore when a person can't get it out, so it's that's tsara be'etzim, that's tsar, and so the tsar the tsara. And the tsar, the ayin, it's all the same shayrish, where a person is stuck in a mokum tsar, and it can't go further. Yetzias Mitzrayim was parallel to that mahalach in the bria. It's not, again, we spoke, it's not clear in Chazal, it's not clear in Chazal why there was the going to Mitzrayim. The truth is, it's almost as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis Bris with Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about the Bris Ben HaMitzarim. I mean, Bris Ben HaMitzarim. I mean, you haven't yet told him the good news, and you already dumped the bad news on him. Manafshach. Tell him how wonderful Klai Yisrael is, and then if we'll do an Avera, the Bris Ben HaMitzarim decreases Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mishalik with Avram, That's the Krisas Pris that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Klaus will become a Umma. And right away we're told the good news that Geir Zahacha and so on. The Teretz says that from the original Kilkul and the Bria, it goes hand in hand. And Chazal point out certain chesroinus, but that's almost a hemshir. Das cholos mahalach rebriya was that Adam is a moilit. That is the mohus of Adam. The mohus of Adam is that he has potential and he brings out things. That became a kulkul, that mahalach. And as much as Adam has a need and a drive to bring out every potential he has, still it gets stunted, it gets cut off, and he has to push terribly hard for every single thing that he's moilit. It comes with tremendous tsar and kilu going against the grain. Avram, the haftoch of Avram Avinu of Brisbane Absorim was that Avram would be a moilit. And it's a double haftoch. There was haftoch he'd be a moilit of Yitzchak, and there's haftoch that he'd be a moilit of Klal Yisrael. And both of them are ladies. Klal Yisrael is a leida. It's not just they're going to be wonderful, nice guys, Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in the same bris that is maftiach, the haftacha of Zera on a personal level, that Avram will become a moilid. In the same inyan is maftiach, he's maftiach the Klal Yisrael. It's parallel. Two haftachas are parallel to each other. There's haftacha that Klal Yisrael will be a hailada. They won't just be, Tzukah puts the Knan, it's going to be a new Bria that wasn't there before. It's going to be a toilada of the Zer Avram. Every toilada, because of the kilkul of the Chet Admarishan, and Avram Avinu, whatever that kilkul was in Avram Avinu, comes with this process of standing up against something that blocks, pushing hard, and going through. And that's why the chiyuv of Sipur is where a person, the same thing like we said before, we spoke yesterday, that it's not enough to have something in mind, but a person has to bring it out, because that's tachlis. So yesterday we spoke about it in the sense of that it just makes it more real, and it's a stronger version. Be'emes, that's the tachlis Adam. Tachlis Adam is to bring things out and to give them a metzias. And from seichel to dibur is the first step. To bring it down a little bit to us, because of all the avodas on Pesach, this is the sheirish hashroshim of all the other avodas. There are things a person does that he's reasonably successful with. Say, okay, fine, person. There are things a person does that it's difficult. It doesn't go. So sometimes the pshat is the person took on something that's not shaykh to him. It was a kinah of something that wasn't shaykh. A person will decide, he'll fast with Shabbos to Shabbos, like he'll fast 40 days like a tzaddik. So, it's not going to happen because the person, it's wrong, it's not him, and that's pashat. But a lot of times a person feels he has something, and it's very difficult. A person feels there's something there, and he's not fooling himself, and yet it's hard to bring it out. The reason why it's hard is because every time there has to be a later. Every time a person is making a real step forward, there has to be a tzar later. The world is made that from the makam of the potential to the makam of the zriya, there's a lot of tzaros. And everything that has to push against tzaros is bitzar. It's fakert. In a certain sense, it loses its tzura. When you take something and squeeze it in, it's lost its tzura. And a person has to know that the hardship is two things. First of all, it's normal to the process. That's where the process has to be. And secondly, if it is that type of hardship, and the person is sure that he's not fooling himself, the person is sure that that's the right thing, then it's a simen l'gadlus. It's a simen that the person is pushing. To coast doesn't require effort. To stay where you are, the yesh miyesh doesn't require any. There's no tsarus in the yesh miyesh, and there's no tsar in the effort to become. If a person pushes, and he feels resistance, and he knows that he has to go through, so the person is samachu batuach that this is It's a narrow way to be able to open up. And when he opens up, when he finally pushes through, just like when you push through a Makom Tzar, it's not the pshat that you're the same size, it's just that there's nothing pressing anymore, it's just you can breathe. The person opens up. The difference between a Vlad, anyone who's seen a Vlad, the minute they're born, and very soon afterwards, one kemat doesn't have tzuras adam, it's a squeeze thing, but everything has been squeezed together, and when it comes out, it gets its tzuras adam tremendously. If a person is psychic, then it works like that. A person has a feeling to push and to get to some place, and it's hard, and it seems as if he's going against the tide, and it's difficult. And when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, either Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merachem, and his Mezar is delayed, like by Mitzrayim, or if a person is Zeich and gets to the end of it, it's not just the Pshat, okay, now he just pauses and breathes easier. His patchus is, I mean, Samchenu Kimoisin Nisonu is not just a bracha to compensate. It's because the Nisonu, the Etzim Nisonu was always the pressure against your potential. And when the pressure ceases, the person has a makom to open up. So it's Kimoisin Nisonu, as hard as it was, a baby that's heavier and bigger, it creates a lot more pressure and it's much more difficult for both. And as difficult as the pressure is when he's there, that's how big it is when it comes out. It's bechrech like that. That's the mitzvah. So if there's a nekuda to grab onto in Leil Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the first tzar, the first meitzar in the Bria, and began the process of bringing Klai Yisrael to Eretz Yechava, is that a person gets a person pishtalzach to the nekuda of being able to push through a long and difficult Mitzrayim, a long difficult tzaras, and Eibishter, like it says, like a roya that puts in his hand and helps the vlad out till the makom mechav and taiva. Okay, chakach.